Hi, it's Nikki here. Now, in video one, you learned the most important thing about balancing your hormones after 40, that it's not about crazy diets and exercise regimes. It's about controlling your feisty four hormones. They were cortisol, the stress hormone, insulin, the fat storer, thyroid, the metabolism regulator, and estrogen, your main sex hormone. Now, in today's video, I'm going to start covering the things you're doing daily that may be affecting your hormones. Now, there are four major influences that affect your feisty four. They are diet, stress, environment, and lifestyle. And once you understand these factors, you can start to see how your daily choices are affecting your hormones and what you can do about it. So the first of these influences is your diet. Now, food either feeds your hormones or it disrupts them. And unfortunately, our standard Western diets tend to be nutrient poor, and our busy lifestyles tend to favor all the wrong foods to sustain us. Without the right nutrients, you start getting symptoms of hormone imbalance. That's fatigue, weight gain, sluggishness, and the rest. And our natural instinct is to go for a fast fix with the wrong foods, carbs, sugar, bad fats, making our symptoms even worse. So how does your diet affect your feisty four hormones? Well, when we're looking at cortisol, your stress hormone, well, obviously the wrong foods in your diet can be a huge stress on your body. So too many trans fats, sugar, refined carbs, alcohol, food chemicals, and foods that you're sensitive to can put a big stress on your system and cause a cortisol release, which, as we heard about in video one, is the hormone that gives us our stress belly and energy slumps. When we're looking at insulin, diet is also very important because the wrong foods can spike your blood sugar and make you overproduce insulin, which is your fat-storing hormone. And as we've already seen, too much insulin not only puts more fat down, but it also increases your risk of further complications such as diabetes and heart disease. When we're looking at thyroid hormones, the wrong food choices can prevent your thyroid from getting the nutrients it needs to work well, and that can slow down your metabolism and put you into sluggish fat-storing mode. And when we're looking at your sex hormones, your diet is also vital. If you haven't got enough protein, healthy fat, or the right nutrients in your diet, then your sex hormone production will be affected, putting your body under even more stress as it tries to rebalance everything. Now, I know what you're thinking. You said I wouldn't have to go on a crazy new diet, and you're absolutely right. You don't have to go on a crazy diet. In fact, diets are really bad for your hormones. They put your body under a lot of stress, and I don't want you to ever go on a diet again. All you need to do is learn how to feed and nourish your hormones so that they work for you and not against you. And we'll be getting right into that throughout this series. Now, if you've got some time today, check out the resources that I've put in the links below. Otherwise, if you're running out of time, don't worry, I'll be sending you a reminder email tomorrow where we'll be going into the second big influence on your hormones, something we all suffer from and find it difficult to avoid in our modern world. So see you there.